We need a fan. I think we've lost. I think one of the flock has wandered away from the herd.
Yeah, but
we've lost our blind guy. Mike, if you're out there, Blind Mike, I love you. You gave me my start in radio. I got to start off with that.
But
thank you. But I think you have. I think you've pushed us out to sea. We've been made aware that you are none too pleased with us from a break 5 months back. About
in August,
one of the mobile accessibility vans. What are they called? I know I'm not saying that right. It's one of those like get around town type. Handicap delivery services. What are they called? It's like Uber Eats for people
mobility.
In wheelchairs.
It's like a mobility.
That's it. And I think you found one that parked across like five parking spots at a Dunkin' Donuts. We had a conversation. We see things in our daily lives. We discuss it on the air. We move on. And I think that break upset him. And
I have no recollection of it. I know. I guess I said something that like
maybe
made him angry or
and
offended
he's an
him.
Old friend, he came out to events. He used to be my boss at WCBM 680 on Pro Wrestling Weekly. He was my first radio boss, and I guess he has moved on from us.
Well, dare I say, dead to me.
Ha, Mike.
Well, he doesn't listen anymore. He's not going to hear this.
He'll find out.
So
he says he's now back into Stern. Hey. Not a bad transition.
Dude, it's a radio show. What could we have said?
Baba Booey.
I didn't even remember it.
Got his ass.
You guys said, somebody sent me a photo of like, I think it was Mike Anderson. He goes, hey, have you seen Blind Mike's Twitter? He's like, the hell's going on with him?
Am I
And I went to go look at it and I was blocked. This was like 3 weeks ago.
You're blocked.
I go, what the hell? I go, why am I blocked?
And it did occur to me, like, wait a minute, we
I didn't even remember. I had no clue.
I miss when he'd call and we'd say good afternoon because he was blind and had no idea what time of the day it was.
So, yeah, whatever. I was blocked on Twitter. And then he's like, oh, well, you guys were rude to me on this, like, mobility thing. And I'm like, all right, whatever, cool.
We've been rude to many people, including one another. If we're not rude to you, it means we don't love you, okay? All right, we regularly tell each other to go F ourselves, and then later that night, we send text saying, hey, I love you, man. So, Mike, we hope you have found warmer shores, but we have a need for a blind guy.
Yeah, we have an opening here on the program.
We have an opening. We're looking to bring someone up from the minors. We are looking to talk to you if you are blind. We need a blind listener because we enjoyed having a person that could not see on our roster to talk about blind stuff.
Yeah, it's like our extended family. We need all different shapes, sizes,
we do.
Disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
When Joe...
Truly Scrumptious
is our trans listener.
Our trans.
Barb is our cosplay listener. Lottie is our English listener. Drew is our Photoshop.
Asian Megan
is our incredibly effing hot Asian listener. We have many people that listen with many talents. Jim Grove is our movie listener. Tizzle, he always brings the heat in the morning. Vanessa, fan of you.
Well, boys! We got ourselves in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, we got ourselves one dilly of a ding-dong here. We lost our old friend, Blind Mike. He has moved on from the show. None too happy with us.
We are without a blind listener. We have all different kinds of listeners.
We have teachers like Ariella. We have our autograph hounds like a Jason Wong. Our gorgeous artists like an Angela.
Ryan, the garbage man.
Oh, Ryan, you're the best, my man. We've got
Seaweed. What's up, Seaweed?
What's up, Seaweed?
We got Whiskers.
We got Mark from Germantown, buddy.
Hey there, pal.
Our homeless comedian who I love. We got so many great people. Wayne, don't think I don't know what hijinks you're up to. Deborah, good morning. Thank you. Viscosity, what's up? Always checking in early on. But we loved having the insight of a person with, and I'm not going to call it a disability because the man turned it into an ability. The guy almost had superhuman hearing, senses of smell, touch. When your one sensation goes away, the others are accentuated. And we liked being able to turn to him for stuff.
Yeah.
What about Josh? The idea you had, I don't want to say it. I need
to. Oh, yeah.
Can
yeah.
you say it?
I don't care if you say it.
I don't remember it.
We all collectively slapped our knee in the meeting.
The review thing.
Josh wants to do.
Oh, yeah.
We want to send blind people to movie theaters to review films.
Glorious.
That would be amazing. And no, this isn't, by the way, if anybody's out there like, you guys make fun of blind people?
No.
We are
Jesus.
Gentlemen of curiosity.
Who said that?
It's a preemptive strike.
Don't even put that out there.
Someone's already done it. I We are curious gentlemen. We are interested in different walks.
Oh, look at this. Somebody checking in. They're not blind, but they have a they have deaf friends that are deadheads. They go to the they go to the concerts and they feel the music.
I've heard that when you go to like an EDM show, you feel that and you can still dance. Yes, that's fine. Welcome to our ranks. They could feel Josh's news. Not hear it, but feel.
I mean, we would never make fun of a blind person because we work with blind, I believe, management. Well-known, well-known blind
and deaf
fellow workers.
And mute. Deaf, yes.
Yeah!
Got that ass, kid!
Yeah!
I'm in it!
It's a kick-ass Thursday!
I can't wait until Spiegel explodes. Stay tuned the next couple of days.
No,
I feel something bubbling.
No, I feel like nothing's bubbling.
It was a sarcastic Wednesday.
Apparently back in August... Oh, yeah. I do what I do around here. I pissed off some people, which is sorry. I don't know. You know, look, this is me. Either take it or leave it. And apparently I pissed off Blind Mike. He decided to leave it, and he's gone.
I got to keep saying it. If we don't bust your balls, we don't.
Whatever.
We don't
You're too sick. We don't need you.
I'm sensitive.
If you're that sensitive, we don't need you.
I'm very sensitive.
Jesus, man. The guy was, he flew a little too close to the flame, if you ask me, that guy.
Not Icarus.
He was doing all sorts of weird stuff that I judged him on.
And I loved it all. Yeah, so he's gone. So we need a new blind listener. Yeah, because we got so many great ones. We have our queen, the actress from Medieval Times. We got Nick. I don't know what you do, Nick, but you check in every day and I love you. We have Josh's birthday announcements for the porn stars.
Who's on hold?
Talk to someone by the name, are you going?
Aww.
Damn it. They hung up. It was someone saying that their aunt is blind and he could maybe get her into the show. So please, sir, call back. Well, yeah, we like to have all these tools at our disposal. We've got Sarah Symington. She's our chef. We've got our friend John Minidakis, Jimmy's, for the crab cakes and seafood angle. We got Halo. We can help us with tattoos on our nuts. You got all your friends from Union. If we need beer questions answered, they're the guys to answer it. It's nice having these tools in our toolbox. And we're missing our blind hammer.
Yeah, we'll find another one. I'm not worried about it.
I am worried. No, I'm worried. Helen wants to know if she could be our token medical marijuana patient. Welcome to the fold, Helen. Guys, write that down. Maybe we should do auditions next week. We should do an on-air listener talent audition. What type of listener are you? Can you be our... Like, Paul is our amputee specialist.
Right.
You need home arcade games that you shouldn't have bought, you turn to me. Okay? You need info on craft beer and a fish, you turn to Scott. You need the news? Obviously, you turn to Josh. What do we turn to you for? Are we getting a warm one here?
I don't know. There was a lot of running going on.
I don't know. Our producing staff is scurrying to and fro.
We also need a hearing impaired listener.
Yes, we need someone that can't hear this break, and someone has to translate the break to them.
Sounds stupid, but is that a thing? Could somebody who is there a way for a deaf person to enjoy us?
I don't know. Let me try.
We need a hearing impaired listener!
Is that you? Check in with us. Let's talk to line one. Who is this?
Debbie.
Debbie, good morning, Debbie. Pleasure to meet you.
Good, nice to meet you, too.
From what I am told, are you blind?
Yes, sir, totally.
Madam, welcome.
Have you called in before?
Yes, I have, time ago.
I knew it!
Okay, from now on...
We had another blind listener.
You are known as Blind Debbie!
Are you okay? Are you okay with that? Can we do that?
Yes, you can.
Woo! Yeah!
We did it! We put our minds to it, and we did it. Welcome.
And you hear the laughter, she gets it. She knows what's up.
I love you. Get it. Listen,
I love you too.
Explain to us, what's Debbie's deal? Give us the whole rundown.
Okay, where do you want me to start?
I don't know. What's up with the
blind? I've been blind since I was 11.
Okay. Oh, so you...
I'm 63.
I love it.
I don't know if I'm too old. But
no, hell no.
Overweight.
Love it. Perfect.
So I got your over 200
love
for
it.
You.
Perfect. Now, what happened at 11?
Well, I was born blind in one eye, and when I was 11, the retina in the right eye detached.
Oh.
And they tried, but they couldn't succeed. So, that's what happened.
Those are the two different classifications of blind people. Those that have never known the concept of sight and those that have known it.
And gone blind, yeah.
No, I'm kind of glad I used to be able to see because now I know what some colors look like. The newer colors that are out, kind of hard to describe. But, no, I'm glad I could see when I could see because I can picture in my head different things.
It. Are you one of those unhygienic...
What?
inconsiderate blind people who has to feel people's faces.
That's
no,
not
I am not. I do not like to feel people's faces.
Let me put my fingers in your mouth to find out.
I'll feel your rear end, but okay. I won't feel your face. Okay.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm married.
How do you
married?
Know?
Married and what else?
And I have one daughter who is 29.
And is she, no problems
she can
with
see.
Her?
Okay. No problems.
Let me ask you this. How much of an adjustment was it when you went blind?
I don't really think it was a lot of an adjustment because I'd started going to the Maryland School for the Blind before I lost my sight. So yeah. I kind of had an idea of what it was, you know, being around other blind people. And the kind of funny thing is I fell down a flight of steps at the school for the blind and detached my retina.
Oh! Would you be willing to go and review new movies if we sent you?
Yes.
I could try. Bless yeah, I love going it. To movies.
Do you wear sunglasses all the time?
No, I do not.
You don't okay. do that Roy Orbison thing?
No.
Right. So we won't be horrified when we look at your eyes?
I hope not.
Okay. You're just shooting off in two
separate
directions.
I'm told my eyes aren't that bad looking.
Okay, because I hear Roy Orbison without the glasses was a sight.
We got to wrap up here. There's some blind people in my neighborhood, and anytime I see a blind person, I'm always I'm fascinated by them. Is that driving?
Is it rude?
I find you...
No, I don't think it's rude. A lot of times when I'm told people are staring at me by my sisters or anybody when I'm with them, I say, I wish they would just ask a question. I'd answer it instead of wondering.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I don't stare. I stand in awe of you, blind people, because I don't know. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine navigating this world without sight. And I have the most respect for you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's incredible. You could do it if you had to.
I know, but it's so hard to just
I fall
even
off a bridge day two.
Conceptually.
Are you offended by those signs, those street signs that say a blind people slow down as if, you know, you're an animal?
No, because I never knew there were any there. I've never seen them.
That's the deaf people.
Is that deaf people?
Yeah, she's amazing. Welcome. Blind Debbie. Come she on. Is on hold. She is
Debbie. Right now.
Who is she? See Debbie? I can't remember.
Blind Debbie.
Blind Debbie. Right. Blind Debbie, welcome to the fold. You have moved all your way up to the P1 roster.
Can I ask her one more question?
Oh, yeah. She's right there. Please,
sorry.
Please.
Debbie, do you have a service dog or do you use a walking stick?
I have a cane. I used to have a guide dog, but it was a long time ago.
Oh.
And I didn't get another one because I'm a stay-at-home wife. I call myself a domestic engineer.
She's amazing.
What does that mean, a domestic engineer?
It's just a fancy term for housewife.
Housewife, yeah.
Well, what do you do all day?
Well, in the morning from 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock, I listen to you guys.
Damn right you do. We're huge in the deaf community. Or blind.
I do my laundry, I clean my house, and when I'm finished that, I usually sit and watch TV, and a lot of times
listen
to the books.
Listen, God, it's a simple question. I know we got to get to news here.
Well, if you
but
have
when you're doing laundry, yeah. How do you even know what color a shirt is?
She has the perfect excuse if one piece of clothing is not clean.
Yeah, sorry that your socks are pink now.
That's happened to my husband's stuff. He's blamed me for getting bleach on his clothes, and I said put it in the right bin, and I wouldn't get bleach on it.
They got all the systems in place.
They got a system.
I have a hamper that has three different sections. The white goes, the middle is the colored, and the other one is dark.
I've got your info. Can we do maybe either tomorrow or next week? I just want to do an Ask a Blind Person segment. Everything I've never been as educated
as I've
been.
It's fascinating. That's what I said. I'm fascinated. I stand in awe. It's unbelievable.
Yes, you are incredible. Debbie!
Thank you, but you don't have to be in awe of me. I love it.
I am. Thank you, love.